If I had information that could dramatically improve your life in those two categories, would you want me to share that with you, or would you want me to keep it to myself? Did you hear how I worded that? That works. I hope you recorded it or wrote it down. If I had information that could dramatically improve your life in those areas of health and money, is that something you would like for me to reveal to you, or would you want me to keep that to myself? See, that's a permission question. It's a permission statement. I know whether I'm about ready to waste my time or I'm not about ready to waste my time. And he said, bring it on, brother. Great. That's how we proceeded. I got permission. When was the last time you got permission? Versus you forced something on somebody else that they weren't prepared to hear because you didn't create the value and you didn't make it clear that you were about that relationship. So in his words, in his experience, I'm going to bring him up here for just a couple of minutes, and I want you to give him, in your mind, that welcome to say, we know you're new, and we value you being here, and whatever energy you give him is what he's about ready to share with you. Please help me welcome to the stage Dr. Rudy Byron.
Love you, bro.
All right, Dr. Byron, I'm going to help you out here. I don't want you to feel nervous or feel put on the spot or anything. These people, though, are dying to know, in your experience, you're an esteemed medical doctor. You've clearly been around the block a few times. You have a tremendous amount of education. You're undoubtedly one of the smart guys that are out there right now. And so oftentimes, when it comes to people that are in your category of business and your profession, this is kind of like a condescending topic toward medicine. It's the antithesis of the things that you've programmed yourself with hundreds of thousands of dollars and over, you know, a decade and a half, a couple of decades of rigid study, mind programming, brainwashing into a certain compartment of health. What in the world are you doing here with these people? And why in the world would you risk your career to go public with a book that you've written called Eat Real Food and reference a man who has been ridiculed by the medical institutions? If you could just, less than 5 minutes, just share kind of your thoughts on that topic. You guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hey. Nope. Is it on? No, that was me.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for the warm welcome, Youngevity. Before I answer the question that Scott asked, I want to share a quick story. On Monday, I was seeing patients. It was a full day trying to squeeze everyone into the office. And my medical assistant came running in the office, and she had a few medical assistants. Give it up for the medical assistants in the house. Amen. My medical assistant came running in my office to pass a message to me. I had an urgent phone call to make. In the midst of that, she kind of looked over at my library in my office, and she said, Dr. Byron, what's that book? You need to get rid of that book right there. That book needs to go. The book is titled Fire Your Doctor by Dr. Joel Wallach. That just happened this Monday. So one other quick thing. The day that Scott and I met, I was running late for lunch. It was my off day, my quote-unquote administrative day. And I was running late for lunch, so I went to a local restaurant in town where I live in Wisconsin, and realized that as I was going to pay the meter, the parking meter, I realized that I didn't have any money. I forgot my wallet. So I'm driving around now, of course, no license, no driver's license, no money. Made a pit stop home, and then I decided to go to a different restaurant. And the different restaurant happened to be the restaurant where Scott was located. So there's absolutely no question that it was divine intervention. Amen.